Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of June 28th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers in Content. I want to welcome our June patron, Daniel. Thank you so much for the support. If you want to be our July patron, you can go to patreon.com/thegamersin, where you're listening to this right now, and become a new patron. Or if you're already a patron, you can upgrade your pledge, and we will certainly count that as becoming our July patron. Now, Daniel joined us mid-month, so we're probably going to continue to shout him out into July. We do really appreciate all the support, new patrons, past patrons. It all goes to support the show, hosting, domains, even purchasing some of the games that we talk about on the show. So it really is appreciated, and we thank you. Speaking of the Gamers Inn content, personally, I finished Final Fantasy VII Remake, and I think I talked about this last week in that I'm planning a spoiler cast for my, I want to call it sister show, which is Dungeons and Diapers, where we do talk about video games. We kind of talk about like a bunch of geeky stuff from the framework of being a parent. And also we talk about our, you know, actually being a parent and what that is like these days, in these times, I should say. But in terms of Final Fantasy VII Remake, I did finish it. Never played the original. I gotta say, the ending was very confusing. And I remember when the game came out, a lot of people said, like, yeah, the ending's confusing for both new and old players. So, welcome to the club. So, I don't know. Looking forward to part two. Probably more than I was before. So, now I'll look forward to playing that in 5 years. I recommend it. It's a great game. It's a great game for those that played the original, I believe. Even though I never played the original, I feel like it feels like a faithful remake. I know there's been complaints about like a lot of padding, and that's something we'll probably address in the spoiler cast on Dungeons and Diapers, because Crofton, my co-host, certainly feels that sentiment. Like he believes that there is a lot, some padding in certain areas, but there's also some great stuff that they added that wasn't in the first one. I am super deep in The Last of Us Part 2. And it's funny, before I started recording this, I'm going to give a shout out. I don't know if he's listening, but I got a message from Green Fox about, you know, my review on The Last of Us. And I got to say, the last episode of The Gamers Inn that we recorded, in which I talked about The Last of Us, it's a difficult game to talk about without spoilers. And it's also a difficult game to talk about in the pandemic, you know, just the tough news cycle that we're dealing with, on what feels like a month-to-month basis, a week-to-week, a day-to-day basis, like all the time. It's just there's a lot going on right now. And when you try to play a game that has this very dark, bleak story of revenge, and there's a concern of, you know, do I have the emotional space to play this game and enjoy it? And I was worried that my review, because I wanted to keep it spoiler-free, I was going to basically just have to oversimplify whether I like or dislike the game. And I definitely don't, what am I saying here? I definitely don't not like it. I do like it. I think The Last of Us, as I was trying to say on the Gamers Inn, The Last of Us was an easy game to like the whole way through, even though it dealt with some harsh things. The journey in that game was very much one of a positive end. You know, you were taking this girl that was immune to the bite and trying to get her to the Fireflies, which are the "we are going to save the world" guys. And it was a positive journey that had a messed up ending, an ending that left us questioning whether we did the right thing, and by we I mean Joel, and whether we did right by the world or we did right by Ellie, and was there an option to do right by all? Like, it was a game that left you discussing not only the end but all the moments in between, especially the beginning, which is just gut-wrenching what happens at the very beginning. And the second one isn't a story of isn't a journey that is of a positive end. It very much is Ellie on the warpath, which is not a fun thing, you know. So there are fun moments, And I'm not going to say, and again, I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to spoil it. And I don't even want to say something that wouldn't be considered a spoiler, but could infer certain things and then make you connect the dots. And I don't even want to give you the tools to try to figure this out. And I know most folks that would try to piece this together that are still trying to avoid spoilers would probably just have already stopped listening, because it's always talking about The Last of Us 2, and I'm not listening to it until I get a chance to play it. But I am very deep in the game, and I was telling my co-host on Summoner's Call, Eddie, that I stopped playing right before we started recording, and I was at a moment where I just had to see what happened next. And I think that is the best thing I can say about this game, is that there are a lot of those moments of, you may not agree with where the story's going, you may not enjoy where the story's going, but you want to know where the story's going, because it is intriguing, it is interesting. They've built this really cool world, and this world that feels similar to a lot of zombie apocalypse stories, but also very different, you know? And it's a kill or be killed world, and that is a lot of people find that frustrating in a time where, you know, really is all of humanity just gonna, you know, fall to the brink and try to kill each other during a zombie apocalypse? Like, I don't know, hopefully we never find out, but that seems to be the more interesting story to tell on television and comics and video games. But I know a lot of people, and I'm one of those, would believe that maybe it doesn't all go to shit, but you never know. And hopefully we never have to find out. But I'm enjoying Last of Us Part 2. The combat is very frantic, but the story and the characters and the stories they tell, for, like, again, this is very much a Part 2 to the first game, but tells stories that I didn't think we'd get a chance to experience in this world. Because again, you have this idea of what stories they're going to tell in these types of games. You know, you're the good guy, they're the bad guy. The good guy kills the bad guys, you know, retaliate, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, it's The Walking Dead, right? And there's not a lot of nuance to The Walking Dead. You're the good guys, they're the bad guys, they're going to do something shitty to you, you're going to do something shitty to them, and eventually the bad guy dies, and you're victorious, and then bring in the new bad guy. That is The Walking Dead sort of mantra. But The Last of Us really takes that and makes it more nuanced and explores many different angles that I didn't think we'd actually get to. But then when you experience it in The Last of Us Part 2, you're like, oh, that's really cool that we get to experience this. I didn't think they'd explore that. They easily could have dropped it and moved on to something else. Because again, it's a messed up world. There are probably plenty of stories you could experience that deal with those two characters and not have it be at all connected to the first one. So, again, I've now given another cryptic thought process for The Last of Us Part 2. And I am trying to finish the game. And again, when I finish the game, it'll probably be another, like, yay or nay, very cryptic conversation. And I'll try not to make it 20 minutes. But I do promise, in order to get this out of my system and get it out of your system, we're going to do a spoiler cast. Not with Jocelyn. I don't think she's going to finish or play the game, it sounds like, which is fine. I think anyone who's staying away from this game, I completely understand. All games are not for everyone. And whether it's The Last of Us Part 2 or XCOM Chimera Squad, like, there are games that I won't play that a lot of people really enjoy, and that is fine. It's totally cool. So we will do a spoiler cast. I'm thinking it might be with John Jagger, who's also playing the game and very much enjoying it. So I've reached out to him. We're in talks. His people, we're talking to my people. I don't think we don't really have people. It's just us. I DM'd him on Twitter and said, hey, do you want to talk about this in a spoilerific fashion? And he said yes. So probably later this summer we'll do that, and it'll be on the Gamers In feed. As for the news, so last episode, if you listened to TGI 423, we talked a lot about the stories of harassment, abuse, and sexual assault that have been shared from folks in the video game industry and the content creation industry. And there was some news that we decided to hold off on to discuss, to be able to focus on what is a very, very important moment, another very important moment in our industry, that where these stories are being, you know, shared and heard and believed, and hopefully we see some positive change from that, from both our perspective and from the video or the company's perspective that seem to, you know, employ these people. So we're going to, there was some news that kind of, you know, we'll talk about this week. Like, there's a big Animal Crossing update coming, start of July, and you're going to be able to swim and dive and all that fun stuff. Pokemon is going to have a MOBA. Pokemon's going to have a new Pokemon Snap. There's a lot of little pieces of news that came out that we'll probably touch on. We'll go from there. And I don't know, whatever pops up Monday might see some more news, but that's currently what we have from last week that we want to discuss. For Summoner's Call, we just wrapped up Game Club. So there'll be an episode on the feed where you'll listen to our final discussion for Sacred Stones. We played the final chapter, we discussed the epilogue, and we also announced our next Game Club project, which is going to be late July. We're going to be playing Three Houses, Cinder Shadows campaign. That is the expansion pass side story that we're going to play. And we're actually going to start it on the 1 year anniversary of Fire Emblem Three Houses. So on the week of July 26th, we will have our first Cindered Shadows chapter to talk about. So definitely check that out. I'm looking forward to jumping in back into that game, but also the DLC, because I miss it. I miss it dearly. We are heading into July, so upcoming video games for July 2020. Trackmania is coming to PC. I think that's a new Trackmania, like a games as a service one. That's coming out July 1st. Happy Canada Day. Marvel's Iron Man VR is coming to PlayStation VR. That is an exclusive, so keep that in mind. July 3rd, Catherine Full Body is coming to the Switch on the 7th. Deadly Premonition 2 is coming to the Switch on the 10th. Death Stranding is coming to PC on the 14th. Rocket Arena is coming to PS4, Xbox One, PC on the 14th as well. Ghosts of Tsushima is coming out on PlayStation 4 on the 17th, and Paper Mario is coming out to the Switch on the 17th. That's the Origami King. Into the Radius is coming out on the Rift and Quest and Vive on the 20th. Rock of Ages 3 is coming out on the 21st to all platforms, outside of not mobile. Rogue Legacy 2 is launching in Early Access on PC on July 23rd. I am super stoked for that one. Game developed outside of Toronto. I think it's Cellar Door Games. So, I love the first one. It's a great roguelike, and the sequel looks really cool, so I'm going to be checking that one out. Destroy All Humans Remaster is coming out to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 28th. Grounded is coming to Xbox One and PC on the 28th, and Pistol Whip is coming to the PS VR on the 28th. That one's a highly recommended quest game from a lot of folks. I, for one, could not get into it. It was too quick for me, but I certainly see the appeal. So if you own a PSVR and that's all you own for VR, which, I mean, if you own multiple VRs, that's a lot, but a lot of investment. But hey, it's a great platform. It's really cool. Anyways, be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. All the way to the end. I'm not editing this, but going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.